Nolte, Uxley about ectopic pregnancies and abortion could get women killed. By John Nolte on July 12, 2022. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D. Lunatic, is lying about ectopic pregnancies and abortion, which could get women killed. A few days ago, Uck was reveling in the fact that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was chased out of a D.C. steakhouse by menacing protesters. But during her revel, she spread a bald-faced lie. Poor guy, Uck tweeted. He left before his souffle because he decided half the country should risk death if they have an ectopic pregnancy within the wrong state lines. Forget her mean girl approach to a Supreme Court justice being harassed during a private meal. What Uck is doing is spreading health misinformation to her 13.2 million followers and beyond. In no state is a surgical procedure for an ectopic pregnancy outlawed. In no state is it illegal to remove an unborn child who has died. And not only is this a lie, but it's also a talking point among Democrats. On top of Uck, Reps. Judy Chu, DCA, and Jen Schakowsky, DEL, have said the same. Here's a statement from Chu. When I first heard Roe was overturned, I immediately thought of who would be most harmed by this decision. A young girl who is a survivor of rape, a woman who cannot afford to travel to another state to access critical care. An expecting mother with an ectopic pregnancy whose life is in danger because she cannot have an abortion. The worst part of this is how dangerous these dishonest statements are. The Mayo Clinic describes the dangers of an ectopic pregnancy this way. Pregnancy begins with a fertilized egg. Normally, the fertilized egg attaches to the lining of the uterus. An ectopic pregnancy occurs when a fertilized egg implants and grows outside the main cavity of the uterus. An ectopic pregnancy can cause your fallopian tube to burst open. Without treatment, the ruptured tube can lead to life-threatening bleeding. The child cannot survive, so there is no termination of a pregnancy. But if women are running around with an ectopic pregnancy believing, because of liars like Uck, they cannot have an abortion, they could die. They could also die traveling to a state where baby killing remains legal. If you have an ectopic pregnancy, you must have it taken care of as soon as possible. But here's Uck telling women whose lives are in real danger that the procedure that might save their lives is outlawed in half the country. Last week, Jonathan Turley raised the alarm about spreading this lie. A woman reading such accounts might easily conclude that she could be charged with a crime or face other legal penalties if she sought treatment for an ectopic pregnancy in restrictive states, Turley explained. These politicians stress that time is of the essence and that such a loss of time in an ectopic pregnancy could prove lethal. Yet, their false claims could have precisely that effect. Nevertheless, 5 days have passed, and corporate media fact-checkers have not fact-checked these lies, and Twitter has not removed Uck's dangerous tweet. The only silver lining here is the desperation behind these lies. That's how weak the pro-abortion argument is. These fanatics are reduced to telling hysterical and dangerous lies. Why? Because they cannot make a scientific, intellectual, or compassionate case for butchering an innocent, unborn baby. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.